It's Energy FM Sports. I'm here with Malcolm Blackburn. We're talking all about Ellen Van and MIFA and looking forward to the CONIFA Euros in 2015.
Yeah, I mean, what are we about 8 months away now or 7 months? It's already starting to build. We've just launched today, or Sally Helwich has launched today, the travel packages for the visiting fans. That's all gone live with all the tickets, prices and everything on. So that sort of brings it home that we're not that far away. 11 of the 12 competing teams have now been chosen by CONIFA. I gather the 12th will be decided within the next month. And we're over to Macedonia in early January the 3rd, where the CONIFA AGM is being held. And at that time, they will be holding the draw for the group stages. So, yeah, it's all systems go now.
So the Isle of Man, people think it's going to die down after TT. It's very much going to stay alive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite crazy because I was thinking about it today. We've got some, you know, very big plans. We're looking at, you know, having an area as a fan zone. We're looking at working with Douglas Corporation in relation to putting, you know, turning Douglas into the Eurozone totally. And that's all going to happen sort of on Saturday morning after the senior race on the Friday. And then, of course, the teams are all here on the Saturday.
And when you were in Sweden, all the teams arrived. But what about travelling fans and people? Did each team bring their own little following?
In Sweden, it was a weird place. Östersund is miles away from anywhere. The only sort of travelling fans we saw was from Nagorno-Karabakh, where suddenly about three or four coaches arrived for their game against us, and I think they'd taken about 3 days to get there. So, no, there wasn't. But what will happen this time, and it's actually a concern, is the Isle of Man is actually a very easy place for these teams to get to and their fans to get to from around Europe. For example, County Anise, I mean, we saw on various video clips, they had 8,000 fans in a square in Nice watching the Ellen Bannon match against them. Now, we're getting told a lot of them fans want to come to the Isle of Man. Now, it's a quick flight from Nice to Liverpool on the boat, and they're over here. But as you know, we only have a stadium that can seat 3,000 people. So we might have a few issues, but we can't stop them coming here. But I'm afraid, you know, obviously tickets will be limited. Certainly, we're wanting to keep a lot of tickets back for the home fans, for Ellen, you know, for the public of the Isle of Man, for the Ellen Banner matches, so we could have a couple of issues there.
And the more the whole CONIFA, the non-FIFA teams and all that, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The teams are going to get better and better and better, and that's something that's great for all lads to be involved in.
Yeah, I think it is. It you know, we have quite a weird advantage as Ellen Vanen against these teams. Now, you've got to remember, these teams, majority of them are professional full-time footballers. Their teams get to put together 2 to 3 weeks before a tournament. Now, you look at Ellen Vanen, is a lot of them players that played for Ellen Vanen in Sweden are playing with each other week in, week out. And I think that's what Chris Bass as a manager was able to use. But what we did notice was the technical standard of the players in Sweden from the other teams is a lot higher than what our lads are used to. I mean, remember, they're playing with the football every day of the week. You know, that's their job. And we had to expect that. So obviously going forward, I think you're quite right there. We're already hearing that higher level of professional footballers want to be involved and that sort of thing. I think the standard of the teams that we will see in the Euros will probably possibly even be a step up from what we saw of some of them in Sweden, because I noticed County Anise the other day that one of the players they've announced is the current forward striker for OGC Nice, who wants to play in it. So, yeah, it's going to be another learning process for the local lads.
And you talk about local lads. The team made up mostly of guys who, you know, they play for the Isle of Man, they're here on the Isle of Man. But with this, it's going to open doors for, you know, people which qualify for the team from outside the Isle of Man, and we're maybe seeing some new faces over the coming matches.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty about this and the way we do it is that we're looking at Manx-born or grandparent rights. So it means we can open the door to football players that have probably maybe been born on the Isle of Man who are now actually making it as a professional career elsewhere in the world. I know people have been aware that Kieran Turney has been approached at Celtic. We're waiting to hear back from him. There's Obviously, we've got Seamus Sharkey at the moment, who's signed on now for the Rochester Lancers in America, who played for us in Sweden. We've got a couple of lads that are being looked at the moment in Northern Ireland that are on pro contracts, again, who are Manx. So it means as well, what is quite good is that when they join in with the squad, that our lads that are here and based on the Isle of Man who are playing at the amateur level, they get to play alongside professionals. Now, obviously, you can learn from playing alongside somebody that's playing at a higher standard and playing it as a career day in, day out. So, again, it will assist our lads for the future. All it can do is raise the bar, and that's what we're trying to do. And at the same time, for the youth, you know, the 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds at the moment, even probably got their first pair of boots, is to give them something to look to for the future. Because whether we like it or not, football has to compete with all the other sports. And we have to generate interest. We have to generate something different. You know, at the moment, we've got cycling. It's going off the board because of the likes of Mark Cavendish, Peter Kenyig, and all. And I should, you know, there's loads of others as well. And it means that the kids look up to that. They all want to be a Mark Cavendish. They all want to be a Peter Kenyig. We, at the moment, haven't got a Wayne Rooney for our lads to say, I want to be Wayne Rooney, he's Manx. You know, that's what I can do by doing this route. And if it works, I'm not saying it's going to work, but there is a chance at the level of football that we're bringing them into. There is scouts at these games. There is a chance one day we will get one of them picked up. I know, for example, Seamus Sharkey, what he did in Sweden was used in videos that have now got him that contract with the Rochester Lancers in America. So, you know, we're seeing the beginnings of it, and my aim is that one day it would be great to be sitting here talking to you about such and such who's playing in the Premier League and to know that he was Manx.
So that's a little insight into the future, and we'll talk a little bit more about the future with Malcolm next.